Shoshis Shoisa de Lekis. He's in the middle of Shaila now. What's the Ikka mitzvah of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah? Is the Hadlokah the mitzvah, lighting the Ner, that's the whole mitzvah? Or the another part of the mitzvah is the Hanocha. You have to, after you light it, you have to put the Ner down. Hanocha is the mitzvah. So bring a Raya. Torah Shema, Yom HaBishur Ben Levi. Shoshis, that's a big lamp. Shehoisa de Lekis, for Lekis, Kolo Yom Kuloi. That you lit it Friday before Shabbos, and it was lighting throughout the whole Shabbos. Is Lemoitzoy Shabbos, now it comes Lemoitzoy Shabbos, and you want to use it for the menorah. To Mekai Mitzvah Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, is what's the eighth? It's still lighting from Friday's lighting, is Mechaba, you have to put out the fire, or Madlika, and then light it a second time, and you use it for the mitzvah. Now, what's the raya? Iyam Rit Bishleim Hadlokas Ner Mitzvah, if the Yikim Mitzvah of the Ner Chanukah is the lighting of the Ner. So here, since you put out the Ner, there's no more mitzvah at all. Now when you light it again, you're being mekayim the mitzvah. Shapur, it's good that you're mekayim the mitzvah. Eli yamri, hanocha is the mitzvah. But if you're going to say, no, hanocha does the mitzvah, hai mechabu madlika, why is it just enough to put out the fire and light it a second time? You're not doing a new maisa hanocha. You're not doing a new mitzvah for a new hadlokas near Chanukah. You should have to be first mechabu, taka, put out the fire, umagbiya, then you should have to pick up the lamp, umanicha, and then put it down again, umadlika, and then light it. See, if you hold hanocha, it's a mitzvah, you have to do a maisa hanocha for the mitzvah snare chanukah, here you should have to pick up the snare first, and then put it down, and then light it. Mi boile. So, this is a raya that the ikka mitzvah that lokas snare chanukah is the maisa hadlocha. Habiya lighted, l'shem mitzvah snare chanukah yaitza. Here, even though this lamp was lit from Friday, and Rashi learned you lit it Friday for the menorah, so you put so much shem in it, burnt for more than 24 hours, and Moitzoy Shabbos is still burning. So all you have to do is just blow it out, and then light it a second time, it could be Mekayim the mitzvah. That's one raya, Hadlaka Oysa mitzvah. Let's see Rashi. Ashoshes at Rashi, Kli Godel, a big Kli, Shalchuch of glass plus, Toleke Shedliko le mitzvah Chanukah Be'er Shabbos. That's Rashi Shita. We're talking about you lit this lamp Friday for that locus near Chanukah, and still lighting the whole Shabbos and Moitzoy Shabbos. So the answer is Moitzoy Shabbos, just put it out, umadlika le mitzvah halayla, and then light it where the way it is standing, the way it's standing for the mitzvah halayla Moitzoy Shabbos and yoytza. So this is a raya. You hold hadlaka is the mitzvah. So therefore, since you shut it off, it's like the mitzvah is not here anymore. When you light it, you be mekayim the mitzvah. That's one raya. So the more v'yoid, another raya is midikom avorchinon. What's the nusach habracha we make by Ner Chanukah? We say asher kedishanu b'mitzvoisa v'tzivanu lahadlik Ner Chanukah. So the nusach is lahadlik. So shema mina hadloka is a mitzvah. But this is also a raya that the ma'isa hadloka, that's the ikka mitzvah, and you mekayim the mitzvah with that loka itself. Shema mina, here is a good raya. Because if the mitzvah would be the hanocha, they shouldn't have said lahadlik ner. They should have said shakatom zoy sevanu al ner chanukah labdavka lahadlik. But since we say lahadlik ner chanukah, mashma the ikka mitzvah is the ma'isadloka. So the mura now bahashta the aminun hadloka is the mitzvah. Now that the maskana is the ikka is the hadloka, the hadloka is the mitzvah. Hedlika cheres shayte v'kotan. Let's say it's your menorah, you put the shemen there, but instead of you lighting it, you made a shlich, you let somebody else light it, the cheresh, or a shait of a cotton, they made the ma'isad loka. Is lo yosav lo klum, you're not yoitza the mitzvah's ner chanukah. But since the ikka mitzvah is lighting it, so they're not a bar chiyuva, they're lighting it as nothing. The master from the Gemara, like Tosfos said before, at the bottom place is the boyalon, had loka is the mitzvah, v'nafkimina, emadlika cheresh shait of a cotton, oi hinicha. The shalom, what the mitzvah is, that the cheresh shait of a cotton can't do. As if we hold hadlaka is the mitzvah, so a cheresh shait of a cotton is not allowed to light the menorah for us. Because since they're not mechuyi b'dover, it's not called a ma'isa mitzvah. If we hold hanocha is the mitzvah, ya'ikir is putting the ner down, so a cheresh shait of a cotton puts it down, you wouldn't be mekayim the mitzvah. But since the maskana is we hold hadlaka is the mitzvah, as long as a bar chiyuvoi made the ma'isa hadlaka, you'd be mekayim the mitzvah. Even though a cheresh shait of a cotton would put it down, it's after you light it. If he would put it down, you'd still be mekayim the mitzvah. Because we hold the ikka mitzvah is the hadlaka, when you, if a gadol made the hadlaka, you're mekayim the mitzvah. but if a cherish or a shaita the cotton makes the hadlaka, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Lo yasav lo klum. Now the Rishonim, Mr. Shaila, what kind of cotton are we talking about? What about a cotton shegi l'chinuch? A cotton shegi l'chinuch is mechui b'mitzvah midrabanan, and the ner chanukah b'chalal is only mitzvah midrabanan. So is he called the mechui v'dava to light for a godel? So the Rana, if not, brings down the yeshem, the Bali Shita, that says yes, that since a cotton shegi l'chinuch is mechui b'midrabanan, and Chanukah is only midrabanan, so if a kohen shegil chinuch lights your menorah for you, you're mekayim the mitzvah. That's the Bali Itashita. So the Gemara says a kohen layasav leklum means a kohen that's not a gil chinuch. He's not 6 or 7 years old. So that's not called lighting the shem mitzvah. So you're not mekayim the mitzvah. So the Gemara of the Isha, let's say you let your wife, or lavdaf your wife, even a girl, Abi, she's a gdola, she's a basa, she's over 12 years old. Isha vade madlika. Anisha could light the menorah for you. Why? Because she's mechuyev in mitzvahs ner Chanukah. The Yom Rabbi Shur ben Levi, noshim chayoves ner Chanukah. Anisha is also mechuyev in the mitzvah ner Chanukah. Therefore, if they light the menorah for you, if you make them your shliach, you're mekayim the mitzvah this way. Why? She'af hein hoyu b'yos ha'nes. Because noshim are also in the nest of Chanukah. Let's see Rashi. Rashi. Hoyu b'yos ha'nes. Shegozu Yivonim, Yivonim made a gzeira called the Sulois, Hanasuyos, every kala, right before they got married, li boil the tafsir. They had to be boiled first to the chief there. Tchila. V'yayide ishats one zach. So Melas, when the nest happened, we had a gevura, Klai Yisrael beat over them, it was a tremendous nest, gevura for the Noshim. And also, v'yayide isha nasa hanes, that the daughter of Yechanan, she was the one that got the king drunk. She gave him to drink milk and drink cheese, and then he fell asleep and she chopped off his head. So about the bas of Yochanan, Kain Godul, she was the one that brought upon the nest. Therefore, in the mitzvahs of Ner Chanukah, the Rabbanu Machayev Ish Anisha also. So Anisha is Mechuyev and Ner Chanukah. Therefore, first of all, Anisha has to light her own menorah. Now we spoke out, if she's married to Nabal lights Ishta Kagufay, she's a man, Pat is his wife. Hu adin, it's a minigiz now that usually girls don't light. But only because they yotze with the husband or with the brother, the light in the house. The lo yitzuya, girls are away from home and nobody lit for them. Havada, they have to light their own menorah and they have to make their own bracha. Because an isha is l'chuyiv in their chanukah. Just as man is there, usually the girls are yotze from the boys that light. But if there's no boys around, havada, they have their own chiyah to light the menorah. Because afhein hoyu boysanes. Also the maskon, so he says, Shmamin adloka is the mitzvah. Since we come out now, the ikka mitzvah is adloka. The imkei muta lahadlik miner laner. Comes out now that we had before, it's not called the biza mitzvah. Because since the shas, you're lighting the menorah, you'd be mekayim the mitzvah, so you're allowed a light from one ner to another ner. As you already wrote that you already lit the ner of Chanukah, you're allowed a light another ner from that ner. Because the shas adloka, you'd be mekayim the ikka mitzvah. So taste me komak and kivin shinog oil on the hachmir and lishanas hamini. So we spoke out. The meaning is that Rama says now we don't light one ner from another ner. But since bezman is there, the ikka mitzvah is the ner echad, the first ner you light. The second, third, fourth, the other ners are only as hidden mitzvah. So it's also called the biza mitzvah to light a hidden mitzvah from a nikur hamitzvah. Or then achnami, if it's nice the first night. And somebody lit the first ner, and somebody else now wants to light his ner, he's allowed to light then your ner from that person's ner. Because we passed in Ikka is Madlikim and Ner.
If the Ikka mitzvah is the Hadlaka alone itself, yeah. The Hadlaka just the instant of the Hadlaka, or can you be Mechaved afterwards because you've already done the Hadlaka?
You're right, you could. I mean, you're not supposed to, but that's what we passed when we had before. Ha'akov Sein Zokoglu, if it goes out, you're not Mechaved to light it again. Nechami, for some reason the guy went Meshuggah and blew it out, there'd still be Mekayim the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah he did already. In the Santa Torah, like we're going to Chorim talk about, the Torah says that since the Maskonah is Hadlaka, it's a Mitzvah, therefore Kovstein Zokoklo. The Torah learns Mashmat, Tali Zebezeh. He's Hadlaka, it's a Mitzvah, the Pshat is as soon as you light the menorah, right away you Mekayim the Mitzvah. And afterwards, if it goes out, you're ready to Mekayim the Mitzvah. Avada, what type of hadlaka that was the mitzvah? That has to be hadlaka that there's enough shema there that could burn for the half an hour. So such hadlaka that you lit the shema that could burn for half an hour, that's called the ma'is hadlaka. But mashma from the Torah, if you hold halacha is a mitzvah, that means you have to have a pure samanes going on for half an hour. Halacha means kol zaman is burning, that's the mitzvah. So on that side, it would go out, you would be mechuyav to light it again. But we hold kosta, if it goes out, you're not mechuyav to light it again. Amar Rav Sheshes, afsanoi, if you're in noirich, you're a guest, you're not at home, you're staying by somebody else's house, is chayiv in Ner Chanukah. Still, you have to light the Ner Chanukah. Amar Rav Zeira, Zok Rav Zeira, Meireish, at the beginning, ki avinem beirav, when I used to be by somebody's house on Chanukah, mishatatfa bepriti. I used to be mishtatef with the balabos and give him a pruta. So since I give him a pruta, I like own the shemen. So maybe when he lights the menorah, he's shafing pirsume nes, I have a ksas shutfis in the shemen, so it's considered like my shemen is also shafing pirsume nisa, and I'm yotzer the mitzvah that way. Ba'ad yishpiza, as he didn't light his own menorah, he was yotzer with the balabos's menorah. Zot yobzeru though, boss of the nesibi yisasa, but after he got married, and he had a wife in his house, even though he went away from the home. His wife is home. Amina, I say now, hashtavada loy tzirichna. I don't have to light any more my own menorah when I go away from home. To komadliko alai begoy beiso. Beisoi. Since my wife is lighting in the house, so she's been the kind of mitzvah of ner ishu beisoi. It's my house that I own. There is a ner chanukah going on there. My wife is lighting for me. She's mitzvah to me also. I don't have to light where I am. So that's your observer gehalten. Satrashi. Bus Drashi Achsanoi means an Urich a guest. So the guest goes to somebody's house, if you're not married yet, so the dinner you're supposed to light there, but you don't have to light your own menorah, you can be mishtat to papriti, give a pruta to the balabos. Bus the nesiva though, zot upomim shayisi achsanoi luma Torah, after I got married, or sometimes I went away to learn Torah, and I wasn't at home, so he said he didn't have to light anymore. But ola bishvili, since my wife is lighting for me, v'goy beisoi bebeisi, since she's lighting in my house, I'm yetzer the mitzvah. Halacha l'maisa, this is a halacha. But if you're an achsanoi, if you're a guest by somebody, so you could be mishtatev apriti. But it's just something. Mr. Brewer does say though, but lo yitzu, you have your own menorah there, then matevah manoim to light the menorah tata. But there's only a kula that if you don't have your own menorah and you're by somebody's house, you're allowed to be mishtatev and be yetzer b'shlichus. He's like lighting b'shlichus of you. But lo yitzu, you want to light your own menorah there, avad you could. Weiter, this inyan that your wife lights for you, here's a shayla. If you know vada, your wife is lighting for you at home, then the Rashita to say, even if you want to light where you are, you're not allowed to. And since you know 100% your wife is lighting for you in the house, that she's being made to you. So it's you to make a bracha where you are, it's a bracha levatola. So therefore, Taki, you shouldn't do it yourself. So the answer is, if you want it, there is an inyan, we'll soon see, that at least you should hear the brachas. Like we'll soon see, if you didn't make any brachas, and you see the ner, you're supposed to make a bracha. Therefore, if you're away from home, so we say, if you're not going to make any ner at all, you don't have the brachas at all. So there is an etzah still to be mitzi with a balabos. The balabos, wherever you're staying, he's riding the menorah, then avad, the best etzah is to be mishtatev apriti. Give him a pruta, be mishtatev with him. It's like the monoshach. The ikad din, your wife likes for you at home. Ah, you want to hear the brachas, and your etzah the brachas with this balabos that's lighting right now. We're not going to go into it. There's another shaila that the Beis Halevi is. The Chur Rab Zera, what happened to the din that Mahadrin min a Mahadrin? Mahadrin min a Mahadrin we had before is that everybody in the house lights his own menorah. So we say, what do I care if his wife lit for him in the house? But even if he home also, the Chur Rab Yanina Mahadrin min a Mahadrin, everybody should light his own menorah. So how come Rab Zera wasn't Machma the din of Mahadrin min a Mahadrin? So there's a lot of terrors, exactly why not. We're not going to go into it now. But it's Om Rabbi Shur ben Levi. Kol hashmanim, all the oils, is kulam yofan ner. You're allowed to use them for ner Chanukah, like we had before, even the shmanim that are possible for Bama Madlikim by Shabbos, but it's mutter for ner Chanukah. Since we pass in Kovsa and Zokakla, you could use all the shmanim. But the shemen zayas min amukar. The best shemen to use is olive oil. That's min amukar. Omer Abayi Zatabayi Amereish at the beginning, have a mahadim mar amashka de shumshimi. Beginning, I used to try and find sesame oil. He yelled, that was good oil. Why? Omar hain moshech nura. It tvei. It burnt a long time. Since it burnt a long time, I was able to let my menorah light a long time. That was more choshev. Trashi moshech nura. Ene memahe lechalois kshem and zayis. Doesn't go out so fast. So he'd rather use that oil. Of Nazat Tabaya, Kivan Bishomalay Lahod Rabbi Shua ben Levi, but now that I heard what the Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, that the best Shem and the Shem is Zayis, Mahadra Mishcha de Zaysa. Now I run after Dafka to get olive oil. Why? Omar Hait Solon Uhura Tvei. Because olive oil, it gives off a nicer light. The light is a purer light, it's nicer. Trashi Solon Uhura, Solon Umohir. It lights nicer. So olive oil gives off the best type of a light. That's the mitzvah, that's the muhudr, mitzvah, minamukhar, stiu shemen zeis. Rami Yerushua ben Levi. Kol hashmanim yofel lejoy. Stam alocha. All type of oils is good to make ink. We'll soon see how they make ink from oil. Or v'shemen zayis min amuvcher. Since we're talking about shemen zayis, you should know olive oil is also the best type of oil to use to make ink. Iboilu. What type of burning of the oil are we talking about in making the process of making ink? Legavel oil ashen. Is it legavel making gibel, mixing it up, or else lashen smoking it out? Let's see, Rashi, how's the process, how they used to make ink? So, Rashi, legavil, mutsosi b'tshuva sagoinim, I found the tshuva sagoinim, shemashonim kalis chuchis. The way they used to make ink was, they used to, like, make fire in a glass, in a kalis chuchis. V'oshon, shemen zayis, by burning shemen zayis there, so the smoke in the at shemashchir, until it make the walls of the glass black. That's what happens. If you burn olive oil in a glass, so the sides of the glass get black. The gerer hashikrus, now they would take off, rub off this blackness. The neistam by shemen. After they burnt the one shemen, now they peeled off this black and put it into shemen a second time. Kim a little bit shemen, or megavo, they'll mix up the shemen and this blackness, or meyavshoy, they'll let this dry out. Becham in the sun, or mamchoy soy, they smooth it down, the tercha joy, and from that they'd make joy. And that's what used to make ink. They'd burn first oil in the glass, and let the glass get nice and black, and then they'll scrape off that black and put oil in that, the gabel, mix it up, and that's a good way to make oil, to make ink. Right, so kids say use oil two times in the process of making ink. You use oil first about burning in the glass to make the glass black, and then you burn a second time, and then you use oil a second time to make gibel, to mix it up. That's the shiloh. Which point of the shemen zayis good for making oil, to make an ink? Is it good the first time burning it in the glass to make the glass black? Or is it good the second point when you scrape off the black and mix it up with oil? Toshima, the toni rav shmuel ba zutra, kol hashmanim yofun lejoy. All oils are good for dioy, to make ink. Or the shemen zayis min amuvcher, shemen zayis is the best one, bein legavel, bein lashen. For both purposes, olive oil is the best. It's good first to smoke it up in the kli, to get the kli black, and then it's good to mix that black with oil. Both ways it's good to shemen zayis. Right, Rav Shmuel bar Zutra Masni Hoch, learned like this. Kol ha'ashanim yofel adyoy. All type of smokes is good for dyoy. Because if you get the glass smoky, then that black on the side of the glass, you rub it off, that makes ink. But the shemen zayis min amuvcher, the shemen zayis is the best. So this punkt, he just learned shemen zayis is good for the smoking of it, but lav dafka for the gibel. Omar Rafuna, kol hasrafim, all type of gum is yofel joy, is good to put into the ink. Or the seraf ktaf, yofel mikulam. The seraf, that's the gum that comes out of a tree called ktaf, that's the best one to put into the ink. Rashi, lashi namat afrishi, seraf guma, type of a gum that comes out of the tree. Ktaf, peruncha, shoyar, in the forest. Kamoishonu, oisim, michel seraf. We make from the type of sap that comes out of the tree, that's good to put into the ink to make ink with it.
Isn't there an Indian of using the same shemen that was used, the Osra Nase? They used the, when near Hanukkah, they used the shemen.
Isn't that a factor at all? Yeah, right, the more doesn't bring down that in you. Shen Malocha, maybe it's brought down, but the Locha is not brought down. Right? The only reason why it's brought down shemen Zayis is because it burns nicely, you're right. Could be it's a tam, but the more doesn't bring down that tam, you're right. Right, Omer Rav Chiya Barashi. Omer Rav, Hamadlik Ner Shachanaka, if you light the Ner yourself, it's Sarok Lebaruch. You have to make the bracha. So the first one Yom says, Mashmu, the only time you make a bracha is if you light the menorah. Rav Yim Yom Achidish Dov, Yim Yom says, Horoya Ner Shachanaka. In the case where you're away from home, and you're not going to light the menorah, you're on a ship, and you have no menorah right now, you're not going to light the menorah, then Haroi, if you see that somebody else lit the menorah, is also Sarok Lebaruch, you have to make the bracha. We'll soon see which bracha, not Lahadnik, because you're not lighting it. Mm-hmm. But you have to make the second bracha, Sha'os and Isim, Lavaseno, it has to make. Since you see a menorah lit, you could make the Sha'os and Isim. So Drashi Haroi, Ho'eve B'Shuk, somebody walking through the streets. V'roye be'echod ha-chatzeres. You see one of the chatzeres. Doylek, somebody has his menorah lit. O mitzosti b'shem Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Yehuda, shama mishum Rabbeinu Yaakov, lehuskuchu brocha zu, when do you have to make this brocha? Only, el lemish lehidlik b'beisoy. Only if you didn't light at home, adayin. Oy liyosha b'svina. Listen, adayin, I'm not sure what she means, adayin. But what she means, the case where you know you're not going to light this night. About if somebody's going home to light the menorah in his own house, he's not supposed to make a bracha if he sees somebody else's menorah. About if it's better to make the brachas when you light your menorah. Just in the case where you're not going to light the menorah tonight, then if you're right, you see somebody else's menorah, so if you're beam, you're supposed to make a bracha.
Can you make a point? One thing you see in menorah?
Yeah, that's not the endless. Well, look, it's not like that. They're only misaking the bracha once. You can't make this bracha kaseid. It's only one time to make the bracha. About you only make it one time. It's more mistar. It's better to make it when you're going to do the yikah mitzvah, when you're going to light it at home. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, you ain't reaching the first night haroyim avorach beis. If you see somebody else's menorah, you only make two, because you can't make lahadlik because you're not lighting. So drash haroyim avorach shtayim shosan isim v'shechi yonu sheinol avorach lahadlik daholoy adlik iyu. Since you're not lighting the menorah, you can't make the bracha lahadlik, so you make the other two brachas. O madlik, but somebody that lights the menorah the first night, mevarach gimel, you make three brachas. Mikan velech, the rest of the night of Hanukkah, madlik mevarach shtayim, if you light your menorah, you make two brachas, lahadlik and shos anisim. For roya, in the second or third night, you see, and you didn't light your own menorah, then mevarach achas, you only make the bracha shos anisim. So the Gemara, my mamayit, which bracha are we missing after the first night? So the Gemara, mamayit, the man, we're missing the shechi yonu. For Shech Yonu, you do the first time you do a mitzvah, that's something new. So the first night you make the Shech Yonu. The second night, we don't have the Shech Yonu anymore. For the Gemara Tassant, the Gemara Tassant, no, for the Mayit Neis, let's say for Kev, let's not say the Neis anymore. As about the first night, we made a bracha Shosan Isim, so we gave a Shvach for the Nes, so that's it. One time, make a bracha the Nes, and that's all. The rest of the nights, just make, by the Chur, the Havimina now is, just make a Lahadlik Nes Shechanaka the rest of the nights. Hey, to say to make a Shech Yonu, the Chur, Shvera says you have to make a Shech Yonu every night. Hey, Baal, you made it the first night, it doesn't pass to make a Shech Yonu. The more the Eden, yes, Makasha, make a taste to say Shosan Isim. About you made a bracha on a nest the first night, maybe that's enough. So the Gemara name, Nes Kol Yoyme Isa. That's a svara to make a Shosan Isim every single night. Because all 8 days of Hanukkah, the nest took place. The nest was that this little pot Shoshemin burnt 8 nights. Instead of one night, it burnt 8 nights. So I call upon him, there's a nest every single day. There's the famous Beis Yosef Kasha, that it's not really a nest 8 days, it's only a nest 7 days. He's had a little bit Shemin for the first night, so the first night wasn't the nest. The nest was 8 days. So the posture Terence is, what the Mashur brings down is, that what they did was they divided up their one pach into 8 different cups. That they figured, I call upon him every night, let's have a little bit had locus of the menorah. And the nest was every single night that little bit, the 1/8. That was supposed to burn only 1/8 of this man, burnt the whole night. So every single night there was a nest of Nes Chanukah. So that's treat that we make a Shos Anisim every single night. Mashenkin, this man, about you made this man once, you don't have to make this man a second time. Trashi, my mamayit, ha madlik b'sha yomim ezim min ha-sholosh mamayit, kol yomim isa, shirei kol shimoina hidliku, min ha-pach, all 8 days they lit from the small pach of Shemin. As soon as we reached the beginning of Chanukah, we made it. We got to Chanukah. It doesn't pass to make again a Shech Yonu. For the Gemara, yes, my Mevorach. What's the nusach of the bracha we make on the Birchas HaMitzvah? Mevorach asher kedishonu b'mitzvayse v'tzivonu lahad l'kner shechanukah. Hey, that's the nusach HaMitzvah. That's the bracha we make on the Mitzvah. For the Gemara, v'hev ketzivonu. How can we make this nusach hesei asher kedishanu b'mitzvosav? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mekadesh us with his mitzvahs v'tzivonu. And he gave us a commandment that we should do this lahad l'kner. Where's the commandment? Chur tzivonu means the Eibishter commanded us. That means midiraisa. For the more hechi tzivonu, midiraisa there's no mitzvahs near Chanukah. Near Chanukah is only mitzvah midirabonin. So how can a mitzvah midirabonin we say asher kedishanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivonu? Where's the v'tzivonu? Trashi hechi tzivonu. Holav diraisi. Tzivonu means the Eibishter commanded us. Here the Torah didn't say anything. Elo midirayim, it's only midirabonin, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. So how can we make a nusach hasash for tzivonu? And for the Gemara, tuturusim. Rav Avi Omar mi loy sosa. It's the close to Kalah, the Torah says, loy sosa drashim min adov rashi agid lucho. The close to Kalah, whatever the Chum tell us, We have to listen to them. And if we don't listen to them, we're over lav alay sasser. Therefore, the lav alay sasser gives the chacham the right to make mitzvahs, to make a chiyuvim on us. So therefore, we have to listen to them. So when they tell us to do something, the pastor says, vitzivanu. The Torah like also agrees with them. We have Nechem Yomer from another pasuk. The pasuk says, Shalo v'icha v'aget chas chenecha v'yoymuloch. That this pasuk is like a mitzvah sasei. That Shalo v'icha v'aget chas chenecha v'yoymuloch. Whatever the zekeinim or the v'icha tells you, you have to listen to them. So this pasuk is more like a vitzivanu. If the chacham tell us to do something, we have to listen to them. So from these psukim, there are smachtes that there's such an inyan that the chacham have a right to tell us to do something more than the Torah tells us. Therefore, it's also the chlav v'tzivonu. For the Gemara, Mosav Ramah, Ramah Fet Akasha. You're coming out now whenever the Rabbanan say something. It passed the bracha on it, you say v'tzivonu, it's Akasha by Demai. Ha-Demai, Demai is tfuah that you buy from an Amahoritz. And you have a sofak if he took off truma semaisis. So halacha is you have to take off truma semaisis mid rabbonim. Halacha is hatamai this food that you bought from nama oretz ma'arvin boy. We're allowed to use it to make an erev with it or mishtatzim boy. You could use a pass from this food mishtatzim that's eruv that's shtatzim rashi b'movi. If you have a movi or eruv chaseris, you want to put a few people together. The boy Maslan Nichsei is a kasher. Why can you use this bread, the food of a demai, to use for an Arab or to use for a shtufim voice? I, midrabboni, you're not allowed to eat this bread until you take off Shumas and Isis. So Drasha Teretz is, the boy Maslan Nichsei have a yoni. No, there's a heter. By demai, we'll soon see it's only a chumra midrabbonin. The rabbonin will make us an anoni. A poor person is allowed to eat demai. Therefore, the chazle, every single person could be malkar all of the chosin and become an oni. So it's considered like your royal teeth is grid. Kiratnan machilim es aniim demai. We're allowed to feed the aniim with demai. Hilkach choshev didei. Therefore, it's considered like yours. Fight them of orchon all of. Therefore, you're allowed to make a bracha. Also, if you eat demai, you can make a bracha. You have to make a moitzin. Or mizanin all of. You're allowed to make a bracha samazin with the zimun. Or mafrish and noisy orim. And when you make that frosha, when you take off the truma semaisis from the mai, you're allowed to do it even though you're orim, you're not dressed. Or bein hashmoshes. You could also do it bein hashmoshes right at the beginning of Shabbos, you're also allowed to do it. Now the kasher is, v'yam rit kol midrabonin. Boy, you bracha, and you tell me whenever the rabbonin gave a mitzvah. You have to make a bracha before you do the mitzvah of a zehocha. Since the rabbonin said before you eat this demai, you have to take off truma semaisus, you have to do the mitzvah. Hakrosha truma, now there's a bracha on hakrosha truma. Of a zehocha, ki korim, when a person is naked, he's not dressed, hechim avarach. How do you say he has a right to take off the truma semaisus from this demai? If you say he has to make a bracha, you're not allowed to make a bracha when you're naked. Well, Bina, the pasuk says, voyim achnecha kodesh. When your erva is uncovered, you're not allowed to make a bracha. So b'zayin churutz raya, since you can take off that frosha when you orim, it's raya, you don't have to make a bracha. It's raya, mitzvah rabbanim, there's no bracha to make. So back shver, how come by ner chanukah, the rabbanim said you do make a bracha? Either the rabbanim, do you make a bracha, don't you make a bracha? So drashi, mavorchin olav ha-moitzi, heat the mai, you make a moitzi. Mazanin olav virchas ha-zimun. Omafrish oisai odem shu orim. Kleimar, tloi tzorach lefruchi le-bafrish oisai. It's not telling you you have to be Orim. Just telling you, Agav, you should know that you don't have to make a bracha when you take off Afrosha Trumas and Afrosha of the Mai. If you have to make a bracha, it's Shver, Vayim and Necha Kodesh, Vulay Yiroa Bukha Ervas Dover, the Pasik says. Afilu Dibur, the Askaras Hashem, La Yiroa Bukha Ervas Dover. And when you say a Dibur, say Hashem's name, a learning Torah, you're not allowed to say when you're undressed. So it's a Shver, why don't you have to make a bracha? The Teretz is, Omer Abaya, Vadai, the Devreihem, Boi Brocha. When the Rabbanu, Masakin, a Vadai mitzvah like Ner Chanukah, you Vadai have to do the mitzvah, then a Vadai you have to make a Brocha on it. Over here, Sofik, the Devreihem. The din of Demai is, when the Amor, you bought it from the Amoris. A Vadai, there's a tzad to say that the Amoris took off Trumas and Maisis already. So that's what the Rabbanu said you have to do. They didn't start with a new mitzvah to take off Trumas and Maisis. It's only a Sofik Digadin. When Mesufik, maybe they didn't take off this, Rabbanu said, Minas Sofik, take off Truma. So that even the Rabbanu only telling you to do it. Minas Sofik, there's no brach when you have to do something Minas Sofik. Drashi Vadi, the very near Chanukah, the Rabbanu start off with a new mitzvah. That's Vadi, Vadi, you have to make a bracha. Or the Sofik of the Ren could go in Demai. Shafra Shosei, Enu Elam Sofik, you don't have to make a bracha. Because the Gemara is that true. So the Rabbanu boy brought for the Gemara boy Yom Tiv Sheni. Every Yom Tiv Sheni we have the Sofik Devrayimu. why do we keep a Yom Tov Sheni in Eretz Yisrael? Because of the suffix, we're not zicher when Kiddush HaChodesh was, so we don't know if it's the first day, the second day is Yom Tov. So in Minasof we keep the second day Yom Tov. So the second day is only Minasof. Oboi Brocha, and we make Kiddush the second day, we daven the second day, we make Havdalah, we make Brocha the second day Yom Tov. I am only a suffix. So if you tell me that suffix, you don't have to make a Brocha, you shouldn't have to make a Brocha on Yom Tov Sheni. And the Gemara name, Hosn ki hechad loy lezazul debo. There's a new takana why you have to make a bracha on Yom Tov Sheni. Because if you wouldn't make a bracha, people will be mezalzel. They say it's nothing. They're not even called a Yom Tov. The first day we make kiddush, we make brachas. That's Yom Tov. The second day, don't. There shouldn't be a zulzul. Rav Am another terrace. No, them is sin on mitzvahs to rabbanon. You make a bracha, and even on a suffix mitzvah to rabbanon, also you make a bracha like Yom Tov Sheni. No, demai is different. Why? Roiv amoritz meister name. Because really, midiraisa roiv amoritz do take off trumas to meisters. So really, there should be no din even with rabbanon to take off the trumas to meisters. So only a chumra biyamod rabbanon were like machmir to take off trumas to meisters. So now it's only chumim, but the rabbanon, that's why we don't have to make a bracha. Just like we had before kula, you're allowed to give it to an oni teet. How can you give an issa to an oni teet? But there it says, even the rabbanon knows that rov amoritz do take off trumas and maisis. Just rabbanon will machmer upon us. So this chumra didn't go so far to make a bracha on it. Shrashi. Rov amar, sofik the devrayim boy bracha. No, every sofik does have to make a bracha. Udumai, mashenken, this didn't take off trumas and maisis. From Paris Amoritz, a filo sofik lehev. It's not even called a sofik. El chumra biyalma, son yechumra the rabbanu machmir. Why? The roiv amoritz meisrin. Because really, midiraisa, roiv amoritz do take off trumas and meisris. So rabbanu stand gave a chumra. For this chumra, we say, you don't have to make a bracha. But that's the maskana about it. No mitzvahs to rabbanu, we do make a bracha. Omer Rafuna, chotzer sheyeshla beis psochim. Person has a chotzer, front yard, that has two entrances to the front yard, is tzricha shtei neiris. His man ha-gemara used to light the menorah outside by the door of the pesach to the chotzer, so if you have two psochim coming into the chotzer, you had to have two menorahs on both sides. V'yomar rova, lo yamor ne'ele mishtei ruchas. Only if the two doors, one was on the east side, one was on the north side. The two different sides they were. Avim ruach achas, along one side of the chotzer, we have two entrances into it, then light tzorich. You don't have to light two times. Because this din, why you have to light two times, is a chshad digadin. Avadim yikra din, you light one menorah, you mekayem the mitzvah. Now we're afraid somebody will walk along the other side and see a door and see no menorah, people will be choshed, you're not lighting the menorah. Therefore we say you have to light the menorah on both doors. So people shouldn't be choshed, you didn't light it. Mashenkin, if it's on both sides of the one wall, even though this door doesn't have the menorah, but people see the other door has the menorah. Fredding Mar, now it's still schwer. My timer, what's this time why you have to have two menorahs? Ilayna mishum chashoda, that people be choshed see a door without a menorah. Of a chashoda the man, who's going to be choshed you? Ilayna chashoda the yalma, from other people who don't know the city, don't live here, they'll stand see an open door without a menorah, think the guy's not like a menorah. Of a zoya filu bruach achas nami, chidish. Even on one side, the north side of your front yard, you have two entrances. So if people's walking through the city the first time he sees two doors, he'll think it's a duplex. Two people living here. There's a Reuven on one side, a Shimon on the other side. So if we see a menorah on one door, not on the other menorah, on the other door, he'll think whoever's living there is not lighting a menorah. Pasach Shad also. So even though you're one person living here, but if you're afraid from strange people coming here, even two doors on one side, it should be a chshad. Elamai, I feel mistake with Nami. I feel bruchah. I'm the boy. If you're afraid of the people from your own city that know that you own this house and there's one balabos here, even from two sides, from the east and the north side, also you shouldn't have to have it. Because either they see the east side has a door and nobody's lighting the menorah, but everybody knows your house has another door on the other side. So I think Mestom is lighting on the other side. So what kind of shot is there? So it's tomorrow night. We're not afraid of strangers, we're only afraid of people who live in the city that know your house. Sometimes people are only going to walk along the north side of your house. That's all. They're not going to see at all the other side of your house. So if Balta only look at this tiny house now when they see a door and they see no menorah there, so there'll be a shot, people will be choshed you, you're not lighting the menorah. Therefore the chazal or teveya din that you have to light on both doors. The Amri, they'll say, Ki heche de Baha'i piskulayad, just as he didn't light the menorah on this side of the door, on this the entrance, this side, Bach piskulayadik, on the other side he also didn't light. So to take away the chshad of what people say about you, to chacham or kevei, you have to light two menorahs. Trashi chashod of Yalmon, b'nei yuachem is chayvin. Afim rachak adamu, the pashidi, slave today, huh? So that is interesting. But the ma'is of Zman is there, we don't have this chashad, because Zman is there, the ikad lock we have is inside the house. So maybe if somebody sees outside the door is not lit, they won't be choshni not lighting the menorah. They'll say, Mestam is lighting it inside the house. This is only Zman HaGemara that you lit outside. How do we know that such an Indian that Chazal was choshed for Chashad? That since we're afraid somebody would say, not lighting the menorah, we make you light two menorahs. That once for us should be, what do I care what people say? Me, myself, I'm doing the mitzvah, I'm a kind of mitzvah. I, somebody's going to choshed me and not doing the mitzvah, so what? Vice place, no. The Indian to be Yisun Ekiyam Hashem Mayodim. You're supposed to try and make yourself be clean, even from people. People shouldn't think bad about you. The Tanya, we learn the Braisa. Omru Rav Shimon, Bishvil Abo Devorim Omru Torah. There are four reasons why the Torah gave the mitzvah Lohaniach Teya B'Seif Sadeyim. A loch of Teya is when you're cutting down your kama, your tfua, you're cutting down your corn of your fields, you have to leave over a little bit corn for the aniyim. Midiraisa, there's no shear in Teya. The Rabbanan gave a shear of 1/60. 1/60 of the tfua, when you're cutting it down, you have to leave it over. Now where do you have to leave over the Teya? A loch is the end. At the last end part, the end part of cutting down your field, the Torah says, lois chala, don't clean off your field altogether. The end of the field, you have to leave over one, some, or else in the Rabbanu 1/60. Now, why did the Torah say, leave it at the end? There are four reasons why. One Torah says, nifnei gezel aniyim, not to steal from the aniyim. We'll soon explain what it is. Mufnei bitl aniyim, not to mabatel from the aniyim. Mufnei hachashat, and there's a time of chashat. You see, the Torah was not for a chashat. Umishum bal sechala. Pasha, the Torah says, don't clean off your field altogether, but leave off at the end. Now, what are these four reasons? Mufnei gezel aniyim, shlo yiro balabai yishor penuya, v'yoyim alakroi v'yoni harezu peya. As if a balabos can leave over peya whenever he wants, so he'll start cutting his field, and calls the man, he sees aniyim there, he won't leave any peya. He'll come out 2 o'clock in the afternoon, there are no aniyim around, right then he'll go call his brother that's an ani, and say, hey, come, I'll call his own craven, come and take the peya, I'm leaving the peya right now. And that's called a gezel, you have no right to give it to one ani. You have to leave the peya hefka for everybody. So today, people shouldn't do this, we made the din is, you have to leave at the end. So every single ani will wait and watch till he's finishing his field, and they know now he's going to have to leave it over to the Lord charge. He won't be able to give it to his own creator. Vital, mifnei, bitul aniyim.